This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for Radio Law Talk. Let's go talk to our host, Mr. Frederick Penny, attorney at law. Hello, Fred.
Hey, what's going on? Hour number three, I've put my deodorant on. I've combed my hair. I have four hairs left. Maybe five, I think, on top.
But they're looking good.
I'm looking worse than my dad did when he was in his 40s and 50s. But we're live here on Radio Law Talk. We're excited to be with you. And we have to thank a number of affiliates. We have some great affiliates that have just joined us. And I probably should go to the website. I have a website that I can look. KITZ, Silverdale, Washington, 1400 AM. We also have KGTK, Olympia, Washington, 920 AM. KDJI, Holbrook, Arizona, 1270 AM. KVWM, Shallow, Arizona, 970 AM. And WTEL, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 610 AM. Welcome, welcome. We're so thankful that you are joining us on Radio Law Talk. Anyone that can last 3 hours listening to me talk has got to be someone special. Or they're bored because of the coronavirus and they're sitting at home. They have nothing better to do but to watch Fred Penny talk or listen to us talk. And, you know, we've got Denise Dirks. Hold on, Denise. She's my. I'm going live on my my Instagram. Denise Dirks is a, she's not a criminal lawyer. She is a family law lawyer. We've got Cal Hunter behind the hermetically sealed glass. If you want to call us at 855 Law Radio, you can talk to us live and you can talk to a number of us. So anyway, if you guys want to talk about the coronavirus, you should listen to number one and number two hours, because we talked about the coronavirus. We're going to talk about Lamar Jackson lawsuit. We're going to talk about PG&E pleas. We already talked about that. But we're going to talk about Lamar Jackson and Lori Loughlin. We're going to do a case or no case. Case or no case is where we have a case that Cal Hunter, our director and producer, gives us a case, and then we're going to determine whether or not it's a real case, and if it's a real case, what the outcome is, and then that's the thing that everybody likes to play, Cal. So let's do the case or no case. And if you want to join us live at Radio Law Talk,
case or RadioLawTalk.com.
Yeah. Now, a company that bought some potentially valuable patents has a problem. Somebody else is using them. So now, this is a three-point question. I'm going to give you three things. Three things that I want you to remember. If you remember them, this is a three-pointer. If you don't, I'm removing one of your points from today.
Uh-oh.
This is, no, I'm kidding. I won't do that. Who is Elizabeth Ann Holmes?
Hold on. Elizabeth
Ann Holmes. What was the name of her company? I'm sorry, what is the name of her company, and what did they do? If you guys can give me those answers, I will give you gladly, give you 3 points today. 3 points today. Elizabeth Ann Holmes.
Hey, Cal, can I ask you a question?
Sure, knock yourself out.
What's the airspeed velocity of a unladen swallow?
Of a what?
Of a unladen swallow.
It is slightly higher than a blackbird.
So what has Elizabeth Ann Holmes got to do with patents?
That's a great question.
Name of company and what did they do? Okay, yeah. Come on. Great Denise, question. What is it?
Denise, it's your turn to go first because Fred went first last
so
hour.
So it has nothing to do with a case or a no case?
I didn't say that.
But this just, he was asking you, what is, who is Elizabeth Ann Holmes?
This is a little bit unorthodox, but we aren't, in coronavirus times, so.
Name of company.
How what quickly we forget. Elizabeth Ann Holmes. I'm going to give you another 15 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. What is the name of her company, and what do they do?
Yeah. Can you give us a hint? Denise,
that's hard. It's
okay.
Just a hint. A hint.
Okay, here's the hint. The name of her company is Theranos. That's the hint. That's the hint you get.
How would you spell that?
Theranos. And remember, at home and in the studio, no Googling.
No, we're not.
No, you guys would never. You guys would never. Not saying
Todd's at home Googling.
Yeah,
now. You
I'm
can
sure
bet that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right.
Okay, Theranos. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Elizabeth Holmes is the CEO for Theranos.
Way to drag it out there, girl.
But in order to get the points, you must tell me what they did.
And what do they do or do they did?
Well, the company's still in business, yeah.
So what do they do? I would say that they do Theraflu.
You think that they make Theraflu?
Yes.
Oh, someone's calling in. That means they know, Cal.
We'll find out in a second.
Ask them. Hold on. We want to find out. Okay. You say it's Theraflu, Elizabeth Ann Holmes.
Yeah. It's got to be coronavirus related,
yeah,
right?
It's got to be something. Name of company. Okay. I already have my guess. So
she's probably a very famous scientist, and that she helped to discover and patent Theraflu.
Randy Griffin on. Randy wants to talk to us. Randy, where are you calling from? Randy, where are you calling from? Randy, hello. Wait, let me put him on air first. That would be helpful, wouldn't it? Okay, Randy, where are you calling from? Sorry.
Yeah, turn your radio down, Randy. Got to turn your radio down.
Yeah, I don't have my radio.
Good. Oh. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fairbanks, Alaska.
I've been there.
Awesome. Okay.
I have family that lives there.
So tell me what you know about Elizabeth Ann Holmes and Theranos.
Ray, don't tell it. Wait a minute. Give us a hint. Let him give us a hint.
Oh, yeah. Give us a hint.
Cal gave us a horrible hint.
Oh,
Theranos. Whatever that is.
Hint. Come on.
No, give us a hint. Don't tell us yet.
I'm sorry. I also hear a big echo talking back at me. I don't know if I'm hearing you live.
Yes.
Or not.
We're live.
I had a question about a different subject.
Oh, okay.
Darn it. I'm sorry. Okay. Well,
can you put him on hold and we'll get him later?
Yeah, we'll put you on hold. Hang on a minute. I'm sorry. My bad. Hold on. Okay. All right. So you guys are basically saying you don't know.
I told you.
Theraflu. She says Theraflu.
Okay. That's great.
I'm going to say it has something to do with coronavirus. I'm going to say Elizabeth Ann Holmes. She owns a company called Robitussin DM.
Oh, so you think both of you think these are both OTC, over-the-counter
kind
of thing. Huh. Well, that's really interesting that you would think that. You know, this is the first time today that I've skunked you guys. First time today.
Oh, well, that was
first
an easy
today.
Skunk.
So, well, now
so
that
it's all made up?
No.
Tell me who Elizabeth Ann Holmes is.
Elizabeth, I'm going to give you part of it because I don't think we'll be able to get to all of it before we break, but maybe we can. Elizabeth Ann Holmes was the glamour-obsessed CEO of Theranos Company, and remember, she was the company that claimed she'd come up with this little, tiny, minimal sample blood test that could pretty much determine everything.
Oh, yes,
and
I remember that.
Even if your mother had slept with Bill Cosby, she said she could figure out anything. Okay, that's a joke.
The blood test,
right? Turned out she was a good liar and a good fundraiser, right? So they sold some patents that they owned, and all of a sudden, after all of this, the patents came very much in dispute. So I think rather than my giving you the whole thing right now, because I don't think I can get to it, it's going to take just a little bit of time. So that's what I'm going to have to do, I'm afraid.
Okay, let's move on.
It's a good story, though.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Theraflu and Robitussin, right? That's what we want to talk about. But we're going to talk about the blood test, patents, and then we're going to get in and talk about Lori Loughlin and Lamar Jackson. We want the Lori Loughlin thing's the most interesting thing you're going to hear. I'm telling you. Denise and I have a few little spins on it. We'll be right back.
And maybe we
this.
Can find out more about our caller.
Yeah, we'll find out about it.
And so we'll get
Alaska.
More case or no case is coming. We have a bad call from Alaska. I think it may just be a random call, but we'll find out, won't we? Yeah, I'll get more information. Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk is coming right up. Bye-bye.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road.
Quick, quack, car wash.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this daddy shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
Come on, quick, quack, car wash.
Don't drive that dirty car.
Quick, quack, car wash.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Remember, at Radio Law Talk, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise, what is that actual number, 855-LAW-RADIO? What's the number?
It's 855-529-7234.
And was it Vincent? Well, who's our caller? Not Vincent.
Randy.
Randy.
Yeah.
What did Randy have to say from Alaska?
Randy was calling from Alaska, and he said, you know, listen, I'm gainfully employed. I get money, a little one-time payment from the Alaska government every year. He said, I don't really want or need this $1,200 stimulus payment from the government. Now, he said, if you send me a check, I can just send it right back to him, no big deal. But if they use last year's tax records and they just plop it into my account, what do I do if I don't want this money? And I think he's saying, I don't want to donate it to somebody other than the government. I want to put it right back where it came from.
Right.
So I'm not a burden on society by taking that
payment.
By the
way, good for you, dude. Good for him. And
yeah.
Cal has the answer. Cal, you know where to put it, right?
Where?
In your pocket.
Yeah, just send it to me, Cal.
Cal,
take care of Radio Law Talk.
Cal needs some more drive-through marijuana. So
I think it's a great question. Yeah. I think there are many people who really feel that way. I mean, like me, I'm working full time. I haven't missed not 1 hour of work since this whole thing started.
Right.
Because I'm in an essential industry, communications,
that's
and
true.
B, I like to work. I'm, you know, I get out of the house that way.
Well, the wife, Donna makes you.
She
get out of the
loves
house.
It when I leave.
Yes, that's exactly right. So I think a lot of it is you can, like Denise came up with, you just don't fill out the information where to send it.
Yeah, you don't give them your bank information because they're going to achieve these for the most part by doing bank deposits
transfers. Let's say you've already done it with your bank. Like last year, you said, okay, send my refund to my bank. If you already have that on record, it's going to show up.
I think I'd talk to my CPA, and they could let you know.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think there is a way to reject it or not accept it. But I would like to say he gets the permanent dividend fund. That is the payment that all Alaskans get once a year.
Right.
And when I lived in Alaska, that was a long time ago, when I lived there, it was $1,000 per person. So I'm assuming it's that or maybe a little more by now. And that also is very helpful.
I don't know. You know what's so funny about all this coronavirus stuff? It's moving so, and law moves fast, and we as lawyers have to understand stuff. You just can't keep up with it right now. It's obviously I'm a personal injury lawyer, so I don't do that. But still, it's just the laws are, everything's so fluid right now.
And my CPA says that they haven't even gotten forms yet.
It's
going to be a couple weeks out before the forms are going to come to the CPAs to help assist in the relief efforts, and they don't know what forms to do, and they don't know how it's going to work. So really, we're kind of all up in the air, not knowing until we get further detail. And go to your professionals. That's really where you need to go. You can go to your legislatures, and you can also go to your CPAs because the CPAs are going to know fairly soon.
Okay, now listen. I want to say this. Oh, we were talking about before we get to the next thing, but Cal, you were going to tell us what the heck this Elizabeth Ann Holmes and the blood test had to do with anything.
Yeah, after the Theranos scandal broke, she was a fraud, but it wasn't apparently completely so. When the bloodletting was all done at the blood testing company and Theranos shut down, Elizabeth Holmes faced wire fraud charges, but a Japanese investment group nonetheless bought a lot of their good patents. They did some good work. So the company behind the lawsuit, Fortress Investment Group, said that it doesn't know BioFire Diagnostics, but this diagnostics company started using some of the patents from Theranos in a COVID test, and they were just...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a fascinating story to me. But apparently BioFire is a Japanese mega hedge fund SoftBank that goes out and buys patents and sits on them as collateral.
Oh, there's a name for that.
I can't think of that name.
Yeah. It almost sounds like a criminal name. It's funny.
Yeah. But that's what this is all behind, because one group said, look, we have these patents. They work. You can use them free. And the Japanese company said, wait a minute. We bought those patents. Wait a minute. No, you can't.
Yes, you can't pay us.
So they're fighting it out of court. It hasn't been resolved yet. That's why I didn't make a case or case out of it.
Oh, but it was a case. Did they file a suit?
Yeah, it's actually happened. Yeah.
Because they're trying to use it for the coronavirus stuff?
Yeah, part of what they did. So I couldn't make a case or no case out of it. I wasn't smart enough to. So I had to use the trivia lesson with Elizabeth and the Theranos company.
That's interesting.
By the way,
I think since Todd's gone, we should just get a token point for that.
Okay. How about a show-up point?
I would have told you if you didn't.
How about a trophy? Everyone gets a trophy, Cal, nowadays.
That's a good point. I'm just saying, by the fact that I didn't take off a point because you didn't know, I'm actually awarding you a point for
all
that.
All right. That's case or no case. Thank you very much.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is... Case or no case for this hour.
Join us next week.
Denise, Fred.
Next week. So Lori Loughlin, everyone knows there's 13 parents with, along with Lori Loughlin, still outstanding saying they're not guilty of doing anything wrong with the admission scandal. There's a number of people that have already, you know, said that, you know, they've pled and they've got a few months in jail and some fines. And this all comes back to, ladies and gentlemen, where they're claiming, and again, it's all allegations, that this man by the last name of Singer, Rick Singer, William Rick Singer, and by the way, he came to a local, like, high school, like, just down the road. I don't say, when I say like twice, I don't know why. Just down the road from us right here in our studio.
Well, that's where he was centered. He was centered out of Sacramento.
Out of California, yes. And that's where we're based out of, Northern California area. And there's some very important things that he did that he was found guilty of fraud, et cetera, et cetera. But a lot of the family said, he told us we're just giving to charity. He didn't say that he's going to commit fraud with money to bribe people to get our kids in. But all we doing is we're donating to charities and stuff like that.
Or the universities.
University.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, and so that's, okay, that's the setting. For those of you who don't know what's going on there. So all along, Lori Loughlin says, no, we did not know he was committing fraud, bribery, or bribing. We just donated to a university. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, jury out there, those of you who are like ripping, oh, my gosh, well, that's quid pro quo. That happens all the time.
But I'll bet they did know their kid wasn't qualified to get into the school.
I don't know. But wait till you hear what we have to say, what the government supposedly did. I don't know. The old saying, two wrongs don't make a right.
I don't know.
Or in the case of the government, three or four wrongs don't make a right.
And maybe they're going to argue it wasn't the government. It was that we're going to say it. Maybe it was Singer's lawyer.
Or the FBI.
All right, we'll be back. Right? We're going to talk about this. Come back.
Wow, sounds fascinating. You won't want to miss a second of what's coming up right now on Radio Law Talk, wherever you're listening, your favorite radio station, or on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned. More of the show is coming up right after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump invoked the Rarely Used Defense Production Act to order the Department of Health and Human Services to compel General Motors to manufacture ventilators hours after he sharply criticized the company for slow-moving production.
We are working to sign contracts immediately with the major ventilator companies in the country, including GE. General Motors will join in the fray. Within the next 100 days, we will either make or get in some form.
That Peter Navarro, the White House trade advisor, would be the policy coordinator overseeing the administration's enforcement of the Defense Protection Act. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So what happens is the Rick Singer's, William Rick Singer's attorney, had some notes from Mr. Singer, who, by the way, already pled guilty but has not been charged. I mean, has not been sentenced yet. And he already pled guilty. But he had these notes on his iPhone memorializing, you know, what had happened with his interviews with the prosecutor and the investigating team that sat down with him. And these notes and iPhone memorializations were supposedly attorney-client privilege between his lawyer and him. But what was on those notes or in that iPhone was critical evidence that occurred during this case that would help exonerate help exonerate Lori Loughlin and the 13 other parents, which is a critical issue. So what do you do? So the prosecutor said, look, we did not, you know, bring this up or give you that information, disclose it, because it's attorney-client privilege. This is their argument. And the one that can waive the attorney-client privilege is Mr. Singer and his lawyer. Well, by the way, to get around all this, Mr. Singer and his lawyer said, we'll release it. Now, what was it that they released that is so important, Denise? What happened, or I can say it, but I just don't know if you want to tip the
Well, what they said. What happened? Well, what Singer said is that he was browbeaten by prosecutors and the FBI agents that were investigating, and that they wanted him to say things in a specific way when he was going and entrapping these other people. In essence, this is, could be entrapment. Right. And what he said, Singer would tell somebody that wanted to get their kids into a specific university that this is a side door effort, and that you're going to basically make a donation to the coach. And then when inquired a little further, it's basically the donation's going to go to the program. So it's a donation issue instead of it being a payment, right, which could have been inappropriate. In fact, one of the parents asked. It misled people, yes, that they were donating to charity, right, rather than making a payment on a bribe. In fact, that's the underlying. Yeah, in fact, one of the parents said, what do you mean by that? What, asked Singer, and this is in his notes, what do you mean by, is it a donation or is it, you know, and he goes, oh, no, it's a donation, you know. And so that's critical information that needs to come in to show what Lori Loughlin and the others are arguing, that we didn't have any idea he was going to go bribe, you know, these people on the side. We just said, okay, we're going to do donations.
Right.
And people donate to universities nonstop, constantly. And sometimes our kids get in, sometimes they don't. And of course, the prosecutors are arguing, oh, this is quid pro quo. They knew that. You know, well, whatever.
Yeah.
The point is, Mr. Prosecutor, you got to prove it, and that evidence better come in. Well, it wasn't for us, the prosecutors, to be able to reveal this information, because it's attorney-client privilege with Mr. Singer and his lawyer. Now, this is what, go ahead, Dennis.
What I thought was really interesting is when the prosecutor that actually read it first, he glimpsed it, and then he realized, oh, this is attorney-client privilege notes, and I can't look at this. And then he lets the other team, a Singer's team, know that he saw it, but he didn't look at it. So then the government prosecutors or whatever working on the case, they created a taint team, which was, they'd look at it, but they had to seal themselves off from the other prosecutors and not disclose anything that they're looking at, which was weird, because I thought that was inappropriate. I thought it should have been done by the judge, perhaps.
Right. What's called in camera. Tell them what's in camera. Maybe the prosecutor should have said, you know what, this may be attorney-client privilege, but it's such important stuff that, because we're here to prosecute. You know, we're not here to win, as Todd always says. Prosecutors and district attorneys should not be there to win. They should be there to prosecute what's right. Whether they win or lose does not matter.
And get to the truth.
Get to the truth. So if they think there's some truth there, they can take it. I would think, again, this is conjecture, I would think you would take it to the judge and let the judge in camera review this stuff, say, this may be attorney-client privilege. I don't know if I can give this to the other side, but this may exonerate some of the defendants, and I think it's important. Ethically, maybe you just look at this, Your Honor, in camera, means like in his chambers or her chambers without anybody else reviewing it, to determine whether or not this stuff should come out. And in fact, this is some of this stuff. By the way, they did release it. Mr. Singer and his attorney said, we'll waive our privilege just so there's no argument.
Well, he waived a client privilege.
Right,
for
attorney
the client
privilege, right,
mm-hmm,
for the client. And this is what it said. He said, this is what Mr. Singer's saying in some of these notes. He's got these notes. He says, quote, I don't know if it's the FBI or if it's the prosecutors, but the government, continue to ask me to tell a fib and not restate what I told my clients as to where the money was going, to the program, not to the coach, he wrote. They want it to be a payment. That's what he wrote down.
Yeah.
So here he is saying, look, this did not happen. They thought it was just a donation, but the government is pushing me to make it sound like they knew it was a payment and a bribe, when he, according to his notes, that's not the case. And he felt, quote, and he put browbeaten by these people.
Right. And what makes that so important is because prosecutors are attorneys. They're officers of the court. They cannot use testimony that they know is not accurate or not true. So here we're put in a situation where, how are they going to get Singer to come testify against these other defendants when they know that what they're telling him to say is not true?
Well, here's the other thing, too. The father, that father I talked to you about, the father said, and this is a quote from the father,
essentially, that donation is going to the, you know, the program, and then afterwards, Singer fielded what he quoted is a loud and abrasive call. And this is LA Times did a great story on this, by the way. And this is from a number of places, but LA Times did a story on this. But a loud abrasive calls from the government,
yeah,
saying, "What are you know, what's
from
going on?
Yeah. Yeah,
like what do you want me to do?" And so, at worst, this information should come in, and all the other stuff implicating these defendants should be thrown out. But maybe, and what's happening here is the lawyers of Lori Loughlin and the others are saying throw the whole case out. And maybe they might have to go back and exonerate all those other people that pled guilty. I don't know. But some of them, you know, claim they knew about some of the cheating and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
I think what's important to note, there's two different duties here. The prosecutors right. have the duty not to bring it lies, right?
Right.
But the duty of the investigators here, they don't have a duty not to lie. The investigators can lie to get people to admit to things or to give a confessions. They can say, we got your DNA, we do all this stuff. They have a different standard and a different duty. And that's what's happening here. Here's a crunch now that's going between. When did the investigators go too far, and how far does that implicate misconduct on part of the prosecutors as well?
That's exactly right. So Lori Loughlin's lawyer in his papers argued as follows, said, the prosecutors committed, and I quote, outrageous misconduct with the withholding these records for 16 months. And his own words, he said, is this is not accurate. This is the own words of Mr. Singer. This is not accurate. He's also going, this is not how the criminal justice system or our government is supposed to work, in his motion. So, and then the lawyer from another defense lawyer comes in. Don't forget, there's 14 people here. They all have lawyers. Comes in and tells Mr. Singer's lawyer, and they start arguing with one another, tells him, you better save all your attorney-client privilege stuff. We want to look at that stuff to see what is going on within you.
Oh, because they waived the privilege.
Well, that's what they're claiming. And he bounces back. Mr. Singer's lawyer bounces back and said, yeah, oh, yeah. You know, and they start getting personal. Yeah, you graduated the same law school as me and blah, blah, blah. And they're back and forth and arguing what's going to come out. You know, what attorney-client privilege issues may or may not come out.
And that's an argument between the defendants. Attorneys.
Right, defendants.
The
lawyers.
Different defendants.
Right.
Lawyers. Oh my gosh,
yeah.
That's crazy.
And so and here's a quote. And so Mr. Heller, who is the lawyer for Singer, said, "What I do know," he wrote, "is that no one from the government side, prosecutors or agents, ever threatened, intimidated, or directed my client to lie in my presence. So I'll see you in court, pal."
Yeah, he also made the comment that you and I both attended Brooklyn Law. No, you attended Brooklyn Law School,
yeah.
And that school must have ended instructions on the very important subject of attorney-client privilege. So you say you don't know anything about privilege.
We'll be back. We're going to talk about the Lamar Jackson lawsuit, and then we've got our quick takes.
Stay tuned, because Radio Law Talk is not done yet. There's more coming right up right here, and you won't want to miss any of it. Thanks for turning us on. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
At TicketChocolate.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
So those of you who are not football players or don't follow football, this is really interesting, though. Lamar Jackson is one of the first, what he argues, one of the first dual threat quarterbacks that is a great runner. Looks like he runs like a halfback, and yet he's a great passer and has been set all kinds of records, 36 touchdowns with only 6 interceptions, and had 4,333 total yards last year. So he's pretty much the MVP of the NFL 2016 Heisman Trophy winner. But this guy is really popular. In fact, his jersey, my understanding, is either the number one or the number two jersey sold in the United States through the NFL. And so instead of going get Nike, Adidas, or Under Armour or something to do to sign a sponsorship deal, he started his own clothing line. And his clothing line is called ERA8 Apparel. So I don't know what that stands for. ERA and then the number 8 apparel.
Well, his numbers, his uniform number is 8.
8, but what's the ERA? I don't know what ERA
is. Well, ERA is already a clothing manufacturer, so I wonder if he's not a subset of the Era clothing company.
Oh, Era 8 apparel. Okay, maybe.
I'm just thinking out loud. It's a guess. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, and it's associated with his name, and he's done the trademarking and all that type of stuff. You know, some people argue that he's basically the face of the NFL right now, that and Patrick Mahomes, he's the new Chiefs quarterback, the young kid that's coming up to these dual threat quarterbacks are really taking hold nowadays. But he is, there's a lot of things that are associated with his name, though, that that kind of is his identity, you know, and so things like LaMarvelous, Action Jackson, quarterback number 8, you know, stuff like that, or anything to do with, you know, his argument is, look, you guys are going to start using my name. I've done a lot of things to copyright a lot of my stuff, but what happens is Amazon now comes in and is selling all types of football apparel with those names on it. LaMarvelous, Action Jackson, not bad for a running back, quarterback number 8, and people are buying these up left and right. Now, those of you who understand Amazon, there's a number of things that Amazon can do. First of all, Amazon can just sell your products direct. They come directly from your facility and go through Amazon, or Amazon stores them for you and actually pushes them out and says, basically, Amazon offers a third-party seller a fulfillment by Amazon service where goods are sold by third parties and are stored at Amazon. So that is what happened with all this apparel. And so there, Amazon's being sued by Lamar Jackson and his company. I don't know if it's his company or Lamar Jackson, but it's definitely his company. I don't know individually if he brought the lawsuit, saying that you are using our image without our permission. You do not have a license. You're infringing on our articles of clothing, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there's a number of arguments about this, and this is Sports Illustrated did a great story on this also. And again, you know, why do we not always bring up where this is coming from? Because we look at articles and laws, we read the laws, we read the article, we see it from a lot of different places. But this one definitely is from the Sports Illustrated that I reviewed. But one of the arguments is Amazon warehouses and ships them out and had knowledge of this. So therefore Amazon's going to be liable. And they're going to argue Amazon's directly responsible. Because do you think the money's in Amazon for Lamar Jackson to go after, or the individual company that makes those shirts? Probably the company that makes the shirts has $1 million or $2 million policy, where Amazon's got more unlimited amount of money.
And what's interesting is an autographed Lamar Jackson jersey on Amazon is going for almost $600 now.
Wow.
And a Baker Mayfield jersey is going for about $30.
Is it really 30?
Yeah, $30, yeah.
Wow, that's rough.
Yeah.
So his achievements, and he has unique talents, is his argument, and which makes anything related to Jackson number 8. He says even though, and I don't know that they have that copyrighted, but it is clearly in their argument only applies to him. I mean, what other Jackson number 8? There's Jackson. What number? Oh, 44 was Reggie Jackson. Remember the day?
Baseball player, Mr. October.
Reggie Jackson.
Right.
So that's what they're going to argue, and that's what they're coming across. Now, one thing you have to also understand is Amazon's going to argue what? They're going to argue, look, they're going to distance themselves from these products, right? And they're going to say, look, we're just the guys transporting them to you. We're not the ones selling them.
We're just distribution.
And if that's the case, then generally speaking, they're not going to be held liable. But so what Lamar Jackson did is, this is based out of Florida, and they use the they say that it's barred commercially because of it uses his likeness, portrait, even though they didn't use any of that, but they're still using that to some degree by using all these sayings that relate to him. Now, there's a thing called a Latham Act, which we've talked about in Radio Law Talk many times. Which
the Lanham.
Lanham. I got a friend that's named Latham. The Lanham Act that says you cannot you can copyright slogans, et cetera, et cetera. There's also a Florida Deceptive Unfair Trade Practices Act that makes it illegal for business to engage in dishonest commercial practices. And so they're arguing that. So what Jackson wants is he wants Amazon to stop. He wants them to pay him money and
provide the county.
Yep.
He wants an injunction so they can't do it anymore.
Right.
And then he wants punitive damages as well as compensatory damages.
And who used the same argument as Amazon? Hey, all we're doing is just providing a service. It's not our material.
Napster.
Yeah. How did that work for them?
It didn't work too well. Exactly. But they could still argue that. They're just distribution companies.
Yeah, they can argue that, but I think what's really interesting here is that it's going to go way beyond the simple people that are doing this. It's going to impact other potential defendants that haven't been sued, and Amazon's going to have to be careful now about what it's distributing if this comes down against Amazon, because they're going to say, oh, my God, this could be, you know, usurping Lamar Jackson's, you know, number or his name or something, and it could be potentially a lot of other people that it's going to impact.
A lot of other types of products,
yes,
too, I would imagine.
But here's the thing that Amazon's going to argue, which I would argue, is, look, we don't mention the name Lamar Jackson. There's no image of you. It's just a saying, and that's not your saying. We said, you know, Jackson number 8. You know, I don't know. It could be someone else is what they're saying. And apparently there's a 1988 film of the same name of their hoodie, which is called Action Jackson.
Yeah, there's they call a blaxploitation film called Action Jackson.
Yeah, and they're saying, hey, we're using just general terms. But, you know, basically they're saying, you know, Lamar Jackson's team is arguing, okay, come on, guys, really? Well, yeah, you're going to sell thousands of these things over the internet for Action Jackson's, a film from 1988 or something? Come on, you know what you're doing.
You know what I'm surprised? I'm surprised that Amazon hasn't countersued anybody else, the manufacturers, you know, or the other people. I'm surprised the countersuits aren't being
discussed. So, in other words, pass the claim on to other people that are manufacturing the product.
Right.
That they're, well,
and I'm sure that, wouldn't you think that Amazon would have a contract that says you have the rights to sell these things or something similar, right?
Or that if you're selling something that breaks a copyright, it's on you, not us?
Yeah.
I mean, could that be a clause in a contract?
Yeah, indemnify and hold harmless clause.
Yeah,
you break the law, it's yours.
Yeah,
you know, it's on you.
Just think what Amazon has to go through, the billions of products that go through their system, that do they have to check every single one of them? That's one of their arguments. To check every single one of them to see if they're following proper copyright. Sports Illustrated said, oh, yeah, well, they can argue First Amendment also, because it's a celebrity identity that they're using it for legitimate entertainment or news purposes. No, I think Amazon's going to be a tough one for you to argue under that. But anyway, better than that, we have other things going on.
I was going to say, you know what I think? I think it's time for us to hear your quick takes. And I will start with the lovely Ms. Dirks. Denise, would you tell us your quick take on the proceedings today, please?
Sure. For all those Comic-Con persons who bought into this convention, you want to get a refund? You better be prepared to wait, because lawsuits take a long time.
Mr. Penny, what say you?
You know what? If you now feel you need a gun and ammo because of the coronavirus, please, after you get your gun for the first time, you new gun owners, please warn your friends and relative and practice social distancing of about a half a mile to a mile, because that's about how long a bullet will travel.
Right, at a flat arc, anyway, right? Be aware. Be thinking. Fred, thank you.
Hey,
folks, all of you, stay well. That's the big thing, right?
That's right.
Stay well. Thanks for listening to us here on Radio Law Talk. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.